Thursday already.
Wow.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, where on this program we have talent. Boy, do we have talent.
They'll be Richard along Patton. Shortly. Until then, we'll keep them entertained.
Give us an hour or so. We'll
the
find them.
Talent.
On the street somewhere here in Chicago. It is the site of the National Association of Broadcasters radio show.
Ooh, I want to hear
details. What we have on the air on radio stations around the country and what's online, because they seem to go hand in hand these days. It's amazing, Richie, how people are expressing their preferences. There isn't anybody who says that radio is not good, but we have so many things at our disposal. I don't think there's any news here. We have so many things that are at our disposal.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Here's what I don't get.
All right.
All the discussion yesterday, I was involved in a couple of panels and listening to people talk about how much time folks are spending listening to or watching or somehow or other involved in audio technology, video technology. Where the heck do they find the time? How much time do you spell out? We do it because it's part of what we do for work.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Is that how it all is? Most of what people are using radio for is we found out yesterday that most people listening to radio are alone in the car when they live. There's more
That's always
radio
been,
listenership.
And, well, not always been, but since the 1960s, probably late 1960s it's been that way. And then it's the way it always probably will be, whether you have an iPhone with radio in your ear and you're wearing headphones, or whether you're sitting at your desk by yourself, or whether you're sitting in your car, you're usually alone. Well, no, you're not. You have us with you.
I mean, where? Yeah, well.
Can you imagine? Not alone. You're just listening by yourself.
But we are talking one-on-one.
Yeah.
You and I are talking to one person. That's it. It's Dave, Dan, Harry, Oliver, Carmen.
I'm not sure many Olivers
Les,
are out there. Anybody named Oliver,
Merlin,
call in right now.
Merlin. If your name is Merlin, 800-510-8255, or Jimmy.
I mean,
Henry.
We know Jimmys and Toms and Bills.
Julian.
And Julies and James.
Bobby.
Are out there. How about
Margaret. Penny. I've always liked that name.
Penny
Mariana. William. Agatha. What about Agatha?
I'm sure there's an Agatha.
Diana. Yeah. Who's got the most unusual name? How about we give a swell prize to the person who has the most unusual name? 800-510-8255. Do you feel like you have had a strange, changed sort of life if you have an unusual name? My given name is Dudley. Most people know that. Unless you're new to the program, don't use it on the air, because a long time ago when I was in college, I kind of lost that connection to Dudley when people were trying to find a nickname for me, and they call me Dud. And most people didn't hear Dud, they heard Doug, so Doug stuck, and that's what I've used, because it's much easier. And the Dudley thing, when I was in elementary school, especially in junior high school, and to a point, I guess senior high school, Dudley was not something, it was nerdy, it was geeky, and
was
sometimes you got to wonder.
I mean, you're thinking, you know, when you were in elementary school, you were in, what, the early 50s, right?
Right. Well, no. Well, yeah, I went to elementary school starting in, let's see, what year would it have been?
Like 1950.
1952. Yeah, 52.
So Dudley was geeky in 52?
Dudley was geeky in 52.
Wow.
Well, it wasn't until I got to high school. I graduated from high school in 1964. In the 60s, it was Dudley Do-Right, so it became... I was Dudley Do-Right, or Dudley Do-Little.
Yeah, see, isn't that, let me tell
Dudley
you.
Dudley Do-Do.
You think about the people who have totally normal, cool names, and then all of a sudden something comes along that changes your name and therefore you. Like, think of all the girls named Katrina.
Yeah.
And then the storm hit.
Well, Matt, listen, how many people are named Monica these days?
Yeah. Yeah,
does anybody,
all the women
does
named
any
Monica,
girl have...
During, right. I mean, now it's not that big a deal, but back then, during the thing...
Well, I think it was. I think she's... I saw something about her the other day. She's living a miserable life. She can't find a job. She has no place to live. She goes back and forth from New York to Los Angeles living with friends, staying with family. What a horrible, what a shame.
Yeah.
Under the circumstances. What a, we're so cruel. And if Bill Clinton had, I mean, I like Bill Clinton as much as the next person, but in this circumstance, in a quiet way, he should take care of her. Some, he's made hundreds of millions of dollars. Not give her a job, but somehow or other make sure that his friends, he's got plenty of friends who could give her a job. And a good job. She was very smart, from what I remember.
She could work at the Clinton Library.
Affable.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
A young, stupid kid, and it ruined, it's ruined her life. Look at it.
It has. And it's so sad because everything I know about her suggests that she's really kind of a neat person. Neat lady, enamored with something in a situation. As you think, that's one of the things that's forgotten about Clinton, as much as, again, I think most of us who look around the landscape today wish he were still president in some way, shape, or form, or maybe wish his wife had been president. But the side stuff, when you look, what happens to these people? They got, she's gotten forgotten. She's just not, but it's not, it's something about it that just isn't fair, just not right. And the name Monica is kind of an interesting name, too, isn't it? It's just,
I know a few Monicas,
yeah. All right, so who's got the most unusual name?
We've had some really cool names. 800-510-8255, sorry.
For example?
We had somebody call in the other day. I'm trying to think who we had call in the other day who had a really interesting name, and she even told us the story behind her name, and now I can't remember what it is. But, I mean, it never fails to happen. I mean, at least once a week we get somebody, or once every other week, we get somebody call in where they have a very unusual name, and there's usually a neat story behind it.
Yeah.
How did you get got your name from your uncle?
Okay. I was named for my great uncle, the submarine captain, Submariner, who sunk more, his submarine, the Wahoo, sunk more Japanese tonnage in the first half of World War II than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet.
Now, that's cool.
And a submarine was lost.
But, of course, the kids that are teasing you, you can't say, you know, wow, I got my name.
Yeah. And I have a great, famous uncle whose name was Dudley.
Who drove one of the coolest submarines in the war.
drove a sub.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing how people make up their mind about stuff. I'm looking at the video of the day today, by the way. The this couple in Oregon, Bruce and Esther, who are, they've got this viral video. They got instructions from their granddaughter, and they couldn't quite figure out, even with the instructions, how their computer worked. They recorded accidentally a video of themselves as they try to figure things out on their computer. And it is hilarious. You will get such a kick out of this. Just such a kick out of that. And it speaks to, the reason I bring it up now, is because it kind of speaks to what people do that is foolish or could be embarrassing, and how it sort of sticks with you. Sometimes there's these people for the rest of their lives. They'll be known as Bruce and Esther, the people who couldn't get their computer right. Somehow or other, it'll stick with people and their family and their friends, as do names. Things stick.
Yeah.
Monica Lewinsky. What happened to her? Stuck with her for the rest of her life. Michelle Bachmann and what she says about the HPV virus. That's going to stick with her. And that's if she wasn't ruined by now, she is now ruined. Her candidacy. If you liked her before, she is gone, because this thing is the end of the line for her, mostly because she didn't pay attention to her staff or didn't understand what the real issue was. And I think, by the way...
remember the Elvis thing, where she wished Elvis a happy birthday on the anniversary of his death.
Oh, yeah, right. And some of the people on her staff are now talking, people that were used to be on her staff are talking about that now, and how she just doesn't listen to anybody on the staff. She goes off and does her own stuff, reads half of the story, and that's what she remembers. And I guess that's true with many of us. Is Michelle, but there isn't enough embarrassment there so people would name their child Michelle. But you know what I'm saying? People will remember certain things about you, and it almost seems not fair. Has Michelle Bachmann done a lot of great things in her life? Yeah, I'm sure she has. She's done good things. She's helped a lot of people in her job as a congresswoman, but that's all going to get forgotten. As does a lot of other things. What's the old expression? It takes a lifetime to build up a good reputation and a second to ruin it.
Yep.
That's really, and that's the cruel side of humanity, isn't it?
Look at Andy Weiner.
Yeah.
Speaking of names and a moment in time that ruined your life.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Daniel calls. Good day. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Doug. I just called to say that my son's name is Ewan. E-W-E-N.
Isn't that the actor that was in Star
Ewan
Wars?
McGregor?
Ewan McGregor?
Yeah, but he was not named after Ewan McGregor. He was named after David Ewan, my brother.
Ah.
And so your brother's last name or his middle name is Ewan?
Yes.
Ewan. And where did that come from? How did that get started in your family?
It's just an old family name. We've had several Ewans throughout the generations.
And is there a significance to the name? What does it mean? Do you know?
It's of the yew tree.
Of the yew tree?
Yes.
As you know, in E-W-E-U as... No, E-W-E is a sheep.
Well, no, actually the yew tree is spelled Y-E-W. And that's
and
what the British and the Scottish used to make their bows out of, their long bows.
Really?
It was a strong, supple wood.
Huh.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think Ewan is okay. I don't see people... It's close enough to Owen, and that's not bad. You know, I think he'll probably be all right.
I hope so, but I can imagine a lot of people coming up to him later on in life saying, I win, you win, ha-ha.
Oh,
you know, that sort of thing.
You win?
It'll be a little childish, but, you know.
Hey, I grew up with the name Rich.
With it.
Yeah, I grew up with the name Richie or Richard, and there's a lot of ways people go with that one, so tell him he'll be all
right. Right.
Not as many ways as people go with Dudley.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right. All right, good. That's an interesting name, though. And
I like
don't think
that.
I think I'm with Richie. I don't think there's a problem. I wouldn't have thought there would be a problem.
Yeah, I think it'd be okay.
Maybe a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, here's a cool one. I like this. Laredo. How are you?
All right.
How did you get the name Laredo?
My aunt on my father's side looked at me and said that favorite character on the show, The Streets of Laredo, but his name was Reese.
So he just called you after the show, named you after the show instead of the character.
Yes.
So you should have been named Reese.
I would have liked to have been named Reese.
The Streets of Laredo, there's a song, if I... me. If I were a boy of a cowboy of nature.
Is it a cowboy show?
There's a song, The Streets of Laredo. Find that song, Richie.
Yeah.
All right? Meanwhile, Laredo, what have you done with your life?
Well, after I graduated high school, I just went straight to work. I've been working in various restaurants. I've been manager of restaurants, so.
And what do they call you for short? What's your nickname? Doe?
So Laredo is my middle name.
Ah. So what's your first name?
It's Thomas.
Thomas Laredo.
Thomas Laredo.
And so Laredo stuck, though. Isn't that
I like that, though.
As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out
that's the problem,
on
right?
Laredo one day.
There you go.
All right, sir, thank you. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
All wrapped in white linen, wrapped in white linen, as cold as the clay. I can see by your...
Customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Taking a huge trip, media talking about this. Barack Obama is planning a trip to visit Iraq and several other Middle East countries. Yeah. Obama says he's excited about the trip, mainly because he's looking forward to meeting other people named Barack Obama. Republicans are now accusing Barack Obama's campaign of voter fraud because some of the people they've registered sound like they have fake names. They say their names sound really fake, yeah. Probably the fakest sounding name is Barack Obama.
But Your Name is another great song that was good, Finding the Streets of Laredo. Is a song by a couple of fellas been around for a long time, Richie, called What's Your Name? See if you can find that. Don and Juan. What's Your Name?
There's also Leonard Skinner.
Do they have the same song?
They have a song called What's Your Name.
Probably doesn't sound like Don and Juan.
No, it does not.
What's your name? Is it Mary or Sue? What's your name? Can I fall in love with you? That's the lyric line.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not that one.
Right. You can find either of them if you'd like. We're talking about names here, 25 after the hour. Rich is his name. Richard Charles. I'm Dudley William. And who else? I have a dog named Charlotte Ann. A great name. You like that?
I'm tell you how I got my
song.
Name.
How'd you get your name?
I was sitting in the little bassinet, you know, after I was born.
Yes, Rich, I knew that.
And the pastor came in, my mom and dad were still trying to figure out my name, and the woman in the bed next door to my mom, in the same room, said, well, what's the father's name? And like, Edward Charles. I'm like, nah. She's like, how about Richard Charles?
That's it?
And my mom was like, yeah, okay.
You get named by a woman next to your mother. What's your name? 800-510-8255. Names and the tolerance that we have for certain names. Some names are easy and they're hard to find any fault with, like Linda. Linda. My sister's name is Linda, my older sister. My younger sister is Nancy. I called her Goat. She became Nanny Goat.
Nanny Goat.
Nanny Goat, right? Let's see, who else? I'm trying to think of some of the other people that are around that you'd think were. Like, I call my daughter Megzo. I know Megan's never had any trouble with her name, and Brendan hasn't either.
Yeah, Megan and Brendan are pretty safe. Yeah, right. We were conscious of that when Sean was born.
Yeah.
You know, we decided something very, you're not safe or milk toast or anything like that, but something, you know, you got to take into consideration. Okay, how can you butcher this name?
Yeah, okay.
And we were like, okay, Sean is safe. Let me tell you how you can butcher Sean.
Yeah.
There are apparently 57 different ways to spell the name Sean.
S-H-A-W-N, S-H-E-A-N.
Yeah.
Where else does he go?
S-H-A-U-N. And then, you know, and they always ask. That's the question. Always, is it S-H-A-U-N? Is it S-H-A-W-N?
Who asks that?
Everybody.
Really? Why?
I don't know why. I don't know. It's. I would have thought S-E-A-N is the.
It would be the standard.
Standard spelling. But no.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So even with a safe name, you still get something.
So, well, that's it. And the old business of what's in a name, is it harder on women or men who have an unusual name? I think it's harder on men. Harder on men who have...
Yeah.
I knew a fellow whose name was Philip, and he was always, well, time to fill her up, Philip. Like, I thought that was funny. I think some of the stuff people come up with is just plain stupid, actually. But yeah. This, for whatever reason...
When you're kids, people, man, kids
right,
are cruel.
Right, exactly. Kids,
kids are cruel.
I was driving through one of the streets in Chicago, not exactly the best place in the city of Chicago yesterday, and I was listening to these kids, 8, 9 years old. You wouldn't believe what was coming out. There were about a dozen of them playing on the corner of the street. The stuff coming out of their mouths,
yep.
Unbelievable.
It could be really cruel.
Unthinkable. Oh, my heavenly days. Woo. Okay. It's 28 after the hour. Speaking of heaven, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Migration museums. Ever hear of one? Well, they offer a new and different perspective on a country's population and history. The National Museum of the History of Immigration in Paris has a permanent gallery that covers the 2 centuries of immigration in France. Interactive exhibits feature video interviews and audio recordings. Northern Ireland's Ulster American Folk Park is an open-air living history museum. There are hands-on activities including feeding animals and quilt sewing. You can even go on board a reconstructed version of a 19th century sailing ship similar to the boats that crossed the Atlantic to New York. At the American Family Immigration History Center on Ellis Island, you can access ship records for passengers who entered from the port of New York or Ellis Island between 1892 to 1924. And if you doubt there's an immigration museum where you're going, well, guess what? Over 25 countries have them. For a complete list, visit the UNESCO website. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
You won't find a better value on an oil change deal than at Advance Auto Parts. Case in point, right now at Advance, a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and filter are just $11.99 after mail-in rebates. That's our lowest price of the year on a Pennzoil oil change special. Again, just $11.99. I think I've made my case. Get a better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
No female presence other than those of you who have female names. Our female contingent is kind of stressed out or stretched out. I don't know whether. I haven't heard from. We had Jennifer Monday, and that's it, right? So far this week? Yeah.
We've got an all points bulletin out on her.
Have we?
Hoping she'll show up in the next few days. She's actually supposed
to spend the night at my house tonight.
Is she?
I'll be back in.
She's in Rhode Island or something, right?
Right. She's going to spend the night with me tonight and help me with some wines tomorrow. At least that's the last I heard. Anyway, who knows? That all subject to change as everything else is in our lives. 34 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm at the National Association of Broadcasters annual meeting in Chicago. And it was interesting yesterday, a hall full of broadcasters listening to discussions. It's really funny. I don't know if it's funny. I looked around. I found myself looking at people and listening to discussions, similar discussions to what we've had in the past in meetings like this, but a whole new crop of people. You know, in these circles, there are a couple of thousand people here, and it's a small business. I pretty much know or am familiar with many people who own radio stations or who program radio stations, folks that I've been involved with and hundreds over the years. I've been on... I've figured it out at one point in time. I think 1,500 or 1,600 radio stations. Stations change format, change ownership, they change what they're doing. And there are some. There are probably 2-3 dozen stations that have taken this program almost since the beginning who are around now. KPSI in Palm Springs comes to mind as one of them. KTSM in El Paso is another one. WAYY in Eau Claire. I think about these stations, the people who run them. But as management changes, sometimes I don't know who some of the new people are, even in the stations where I'm a participant, a partner in what they do on the air. And because this is a world that, in terms of the transition, the technology we were talking about before, how neat the technology is, but it doesn't allow you or need for you to be in touch with the people that you're working with or working for. It just, that's part of the deal. And I wonder how many of you in your own business have that same thing. You work with people that you actually never meet.
Yeah, but you know what?
You never touch them.
There are, with Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, it all started with email. With email, you were able to make contact with these people on a regular basis. Maybe once a week, once a month, you know, a couple times a day, whatever it was. And now with Facebook... there isn't anybody. I had a conference call yesterday with two other people who I'd never met before, never talked to before in my life.
Yeah.
Within 30 seconds, I knew what they looked like. I knew what their kids looked like.
Isn't it neat, huh?
I mean, I knew everything.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting there chatting with them on the phone, and of course you look them up on Facebook, you go to their website, you do whatever. All of a sudden, you know everything, and they knew everything about me.
Yeah. Isn't it really interesting? I'll tell you a quick story. I met, and this is through LinkedIn, and then I had a conversation with him on Facebook, a fellow who is a radio agent, used to run a radio network, and he's now working with somebody that I know and respect. And so we decided we'd have lunch yesterday and talk about some of the things that this other broadcaster and I have in common and what maybe we could work on together, you know, that kind of stuff. It's all networking, literally and figuratively. And so we had a great conversation about what was going on. And then as we were going through this other broadcaster, who's I don't mind telling you who it is, and this may not be important to the discussion, this fellow has a farm, as do I. He's been well known in this field for a long time, as am I. And we started talking about our farms. He's got a farm. I've got a farm. We didn't have a conversation. We didn't have a word between us about radio. We both were talking about our farm. He went to my farm website and was fascinated at the things that are going on there. It was really kind of neat because the reason I tell you the story is because I think we all become so locked into our identity as a person who does blank for a living, whatever you do for a living. And yet we all have other sides to us. And in this circumstance, how many people who are well-known nationally would have the same sort of, he doesn't have the farm background that I do, but he bought a farm in Tennessee and lives on it now, even though he identifies with both coasts. He works a lot in Los Angeles. But it was just really kind of interesting for us to spend our time talking not about broadcasting, but about our lives on the farm.
So you go to Chicago to have a meeting with this guy, and
Right. Bottom
line is you get nothing accomplished when it
comes
to...
No, that's not true. I get a lot accomplished with the fellow who's working as his manager, but that was business, talking to the manager and agent. But when he came into the room, we both gravitated back because over the years we've had associations with one another and done things together, but we haven't seen each other for a couple of years. So we got off and he remembered about the farm and stuff, and he said, "I want to know what you're doing." So I said, "Well, go to this thing." So we sat at the table, and he's got an iPad. He's got an iPod. And so he looks up Eastley Farm, and he goes through, and he's looking at the pictures and the video and stuff. "Wow, this is great. I'd like to have this on my farm." I said, "Well, just copy the, you know, do what I've done on the web, because it's easy enough to do." A lot of our conversation here has been about technology. But you know what? It came back around to, and I don't want to belabor this too much, but the radio folks have played second fiddle to the secondary technology, and that's what I consider all of these things. In front of me now is a laptop and an iPad. I'm using both of those today, but I'm, for the most part, heard on hundreds of radio stations, and without those hundreds of radio stations, there would be no Doug Stephan Good Day program. Even though you can hear me, and a lot of people do listen to this program and many others, by logging onto our website and hitting the various ways. All of us have the same sort of thing. We have a listen box at DougStephan.com. You click onto that, and you can hear the program live or it's archived. You can hear yesterday's program if you want, last week's program, last month's program. But were it not for the radio side of this, I'm a producer of programs that happen to be heard on the radio. They happen to be heard on the Internet. They happen to be heard Stitcher? You can find any. Yeah, but it still is a program that has a connection individually to you, whether you heard it today in your car, and yesterday you may have heard it on your laptop, or the day before that you may have heard it on your iPad. A lot of people in this industry have sort of run away from the real essence of what goes on. And I say this because for years, I remember when FM came in, end of AM radio, FM. No. When I was a kid, before I got involved in radio, television was around and really being nurtured in the 50s. End of radio, nobody's going to listen to the radio anymore because of television.
Right.
It's over and over and over again. People have said that.
Video killed the radio star.
Right. Isn't there a song to that?
The Buggles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it didn't, and it doesn't, and it hasn't, and it won't. No, it won't. But people run, even in this business, like sheep. I mean, maybe this business even more, because it's always, okay, where are you successful? They won't take a chance on you if you haven't had a success someplace. So how do you get started? How does somebody get started in any business if the people, this is what's so unique to radio, tell us where you're on now so that we can listen to that station to see if you're successful there. Well, I may just be starting. Well, if you don't have a track record, we don't want to hire you. So that's the reason that there is so little new on the radio. And that's the secret. That's our dirty little secret in radio. There's nothing really new. I mean, there's little bits of stuff here and there. But there's not a lot of new because no one has the stomach to try something new in this arena. They're happy to encourage you to go try and play in the radio sandbox that's the Internet. Go do something on, put together something on YouTube. See how well you do with that.
Well, that ends up burning them in the end.
Yeah,
because then people find another revenue source.
Yeah, right.
And now I don't need you.
Yeah. But it's funny how it does come back around. I'm talking to a couple of guys now to be participants in this program who are very successful on YouTube, and they want to expand because they know they can't get enough traction where they are, even though they do well in this medium that we call the Internet. They do very well, but they need more of a platform, so they're talking to me about coming on the radio program. That'd be swell. But in terms of newness, every one of us can be a star now. You can be a star. If you had the time and the wherewithal, you could create a program. Look at these, like I'm on WS Radio. Now look at how many people are on WS Radio that would never, ever get a job on a radio station. They aren't that good.
Right.
But do they have something to say?
Look at Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Some of the most god-awful stuff
horrible
ever produced
stuff. Yeah.
is on Blog Talk. People doing radio shows, quote-unquote, radio shows with their Sports Illustrated basketball phone that they got for free where they just open it up and talk for an hour. But everybody's got a radio show. And some of it's really good stuff.
Yeah.
Some of it is. Some of it's not.
But it's a short shelf life.
Yeah.
And also the number of people that would be interested in it is not a lot, but they may find an audience. Like we could, yesterday when Rick and I were talking about our farms, we could have done a little, we were thinking about that, as a matter of fact, we were laughing because we could have done a little, video blog about what, would somebody be interested in it? Who knows?
Yeah.
What does fascinate me is what people do find interesting. And that folks can find on the Internet. Some of these things that go viral, like our video
our
of the day.
Our video of the day.
Yeah.
Perfect example. That
it really is.
Viral as viral will get. Let me go see if you use that as. Tell people about that again.
If you haven't seen this yet, we were talking about this in the last half hour. Here's an elderly couple who they were getting instructions from their granddaughter on how to run their computer, and they couldn't figure it out. They hit the record button. No, they didn't know that they were doing it at all. There's a video of themselves as they try to figure things out, and it is hilarious.
it's hysterical.
It really is.
Yeah. And it's got 1.5 million views.
Already.
it is hysterical.
There's nobody advertising it. It just gets viral. It comes, somebody hits it, and then you send it to somebody else, and somebody else, and somebody else. Kind of cool. It's 15 before the hour. Dr. Ken brought to you by the folks who have discovered Tautinol. I hope that includes you. Tautinol. Tautinol reduces the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles on your face. It helps support collagen production. It's the perfect cream for those of you who are worried about how you look. Should I have surgery, get injections, use chemicals? The answer is not yet. Try Tautinol by calling 800-291-2584. You get this age-erasing miracle. It's created by a cosmetic doctor and the researchers that put these three ingredients together. They really figured out how your skin works. You want to get rid of those ugly dark spots that you have. They always seem to pop up in the most revealing places. I urge you to call 800-291-2584 right now and discover Tautinol by buying two at the regular price and getting a free jar of Tautinol and a 60-day money-back guarantee. It'll take you about a month to use a jar, and if you don't see a difference in a couple of months, you call them back and get your money back. Call 800-291-2584 for Tautinol. Fix your face. Look younger. Feel better. You buy two at the regular price, get one free. Tautinol also comes with a free gift if you tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen or Dr. Ken. 800-291-2584.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision.
Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Prizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Alex Appel is an Alzheimer's hero.
As a hospital volunteer, my grandmother dedicated her life to caring for people. Alzheimer's took away her ability to care for others, and then eventually herself. So I ran 4 50-mile ultramarathons and raised $55,000 to fight Alzheimer's. I run in honor of my grandmother and the other families living with this terrible disease.
Alzheimer's is a 6th leading cause of death in the United States, and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting alz.org/WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
I never really thought I needed to wear one, but thank God I wore it anyway.
My daughter insisted that I wear it. As it turns out, I'm really glad she did.
I am so glad I was wearing this.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to your residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-832-1177. That's 1-800-832-1177. Act now and receive...
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, has some good news for those of us who promote raw milk. Finally, some verification or validation, Ken.
Out of the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, Doug, just out, children who drink raw milk are less likely to develop asthma and allergies than those who stick to the safer pasteurized version. It seems that there are certain milk proteins that are destroyed by heat, could be helpful to children's developing immune systems, but your friends at the U.S. government researchers, they're saying consumption of unpasteurized milk, cheese, and yogurt can be dangerous.
All right. Of course, that's what they say, because they're interested in promoting the big dairies, the big industry, the big, you know, the conglomerates, the agribusinesses that control all of this. One of the things you said in there, you go back to the beginning of the report for a second. Read the first sentence, would you?
Well,
again,
raw milk, less likely to develop asthma and allergies than those who stick to the safer pasteurized version.
Safer pasteurized. Where does it say raw milk that is developed and sold for raw milk, to be sold to the public as raw milk, is far safer than the stuff that is normally sent to the dairies to be pasteurized. That's all part
of
the scam.
Well, it's interesting. This study coming out was immediately countered by something that was put out by the U.S. government, the CDC.
All right.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop!
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As we
what?
We twist and turn the wind here.
Yeah.
All right, technology. We've been talking a lot about that this hour. We talk a lot about technology all the time because it is something that's an important part of all of our lives, like it or not. Guess which major city, Richie, is offering a public database of every crime committed in that city for the last 10 years.
Really?
Whoever committed it, right. It's on the Internet. It's a pretty interesting story, and we'll have it for you with Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor. He will name that city and tell you why next here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
The city of Chicago is doing something pretty radical on the Internet, something that no other big city is apparently doing. Starting this week, Chicago is putting up a database of every crime committed in the city in the past 10 years. Millions of crime statistics. 4.6 million incidents, to be exact. All searchable. All cataloged. Everything from homicides to liquor license violations. Each entry will include crime descriptions, the city ward, and the address of the incident. According to MSNBC, the reasoning behind this, it appears, is transparency. Residents can see what's happening in their neighborhoods, academics can study crimes, and programmers can create map-based websites with all the details. Earlier in the year, Chicago posted the salaries of all city employees, city contracts, as well as lobbying data. So, the question is it too much? Say there's a relatively minor arrest 8 or 9 years ago. Should it be publicly available for everyone to see? I'm Alex Goldfein.
I guess I came to Chicago in the right time here.
I wonder how long it's going to take them to load all the politicians' crimes.
Wow. Well, it's a very interesting city. I like Chicago. A lot of action, a lot of energy.
It's dirty as it comes, though, man.
But it really politically is a dirty.
South America.
Oh, my God.
When it comes to political corruption.
It's from one dynasty to another and how they control things. There are some of these big city mayors. Mayor of Boston is the same way. The Dailies controlled everything in this city for years and years. You know they had to have been. corrupt. It's just really corrupt.
Yeah.
And the mayor of Boston has a guy named Menino. The people there call him Mumbles Menino because he talks like a hot potato in his mouth. You can't get anything done, no matter what it is that you want, unless it flies by him first. He has his thumb on everything. Power, control, everything. And you wonder, you know, how it is that in what we think is a democracy, some of these people get so powerful. How is it they have so much sway over what goes on? I don't have an answer for that, but they use all the tools that are available to them. And one wonders now, this Alex telling us a story about Chicago and putting all this crime information up on the web, whether somebody's going to, that's going to trip somebody. As Richie said, that's going to trip somebody up here,
mm-hmm.
big time. In a few minutes, we're going to. There's a new feature on. I'm sort of segueing him from talking about the crimes committed in the city of Chicago. Whether you in your community, would you like to see that posted on the website? Our My Town of Framingham. We put up on the.
They
website,
have the
website. Put the all the criminals up there.
The sex abusers maps,
yeah,
where you can go get that stuff.
There's a new feature on Facebook that lets you follow the status updates of your friends. Anything going on your friend's website, if there's something going on, and it could be that it is Facebook, where is it that you can put comments about people whether they're true or not? You just post them. That could be done on Facebook, I suppose. Twitter,
yeah,
or any of these.
Sure, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I heard that Ralph beats his dog. There may not be any truth. You don't like Ralph, so you put that up there. So, and that's something that's happened. Reputations of people have been ruined by inferences, innuendos that have been put up on websites that are not true at all. How do you counter that? Mm-hmm. You know, let's say somebody decides in Chicago, to go back to the thing, they're going to put up all those who have committed crimes. Well, what's to keep somebody from putting something up there that isn't true?
Yeah.
All right?
Let's say they do it by accident. How do you get it removed?
Right. Rich McFadden beats
Grand
dog.
Theft Auto.
Right, yeah. He stole cars. Yeah, can't see that now. Doug Steffen. He milked a cow the wrong way.
Even just saying that on the radio, somebody could edit it, and then boom.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that's true.
Take it all out of context. 59 after on Good Day.
Jason Lewis.